Welcome to the Republican Professor. I'm your host, Dr. Lucas J. Mather. I also went to kindergarten. I got a topic today that I just want to chat at you with about for about a couple minutes, just a small episode today on AI, the ex ethics of AI. I've been talking about this with my friend Stephanie. We're living in interesting times. Let me show you an email I got. I got an email from an Ivy League university asking about, trying to get hired by me to work on my podcast. And I'm almost certain it was written by AI. So this is where I'm getting at with the ethics issue. The concerns I have about AI are so basic that I think they might be a little bit startling to the average person. I don't know. You let me know in the comments. Here, let me show you this email I got from the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania. Dear Republican podcast team, if feels like I'm in that movie about Schmidt. Dear Ndugu, congratulations on the success of the Republican Professor. Now, you have to understand, I don't believe anything they're saying right now because I know that they're all Democrats over there. I mean, do you think that I'm a total idiot here? I don't know who's writing this, but it says, congratulations on the success of the Republican Professor. We're affiliated with a Wharton University of Pennsylvania nonprofit working to help podcasting teams like yours. I'm skipping down. We've already auto-labeled, okay, auto-tabulated. That's the first sign it's AI. Auto-tabulated some summary statistics about your podcast over the last 2 months. Now, this is from February 26th. I get these emails, people asking to come on and stuff. And remarkably, over that time, you've put out a total of 11 episodes, hosted 16 guests, and released 10.91 hours of audio hours of audio. Does that sound like something that a human would say? Audio hours of audio. To help you set goals for the future, let me just stop right there. What makes you think I want Democrats helping me set goals for the Republican Professor podcast when I can tell you have not even looked at it? You have not even listened to anything on the Republican Professor for any length of time. 11 episodes and 16 guests. Wow, that's amazing. The last time I had a guest on the Republican Professor podcast was a year ago, and it was one person, Alan Beck. I had one guest in all of 2024. So, okay, what's my point? You want to see the rest of the email? Okay, let's go see the rest of the email really quick. See if there's anything interesting. To help you set goals for the future, we're inviting top hosts like you to participate in a 2-month look back that we personalized. This is personalized, they're saying. The look back involves reviewing and classifying the guests you've hosted in the last 2 months to help set goals for the future. Well, this is great. Now, notice that nobody signed this email. It's like getting a letter from the IRS. Did you notice that nobody's signing these government documents anymore? I recently got something from the California Secretary of State and she actually signed it. I was really impressed. She's got a PhD. Good for you, California Secretary of State. She signs her letters, at least some of them. I don't know about all of them. But there has been a movement, and you have to have some knowledge of history, guys, to understand. There has been a movement of decreasing personal responsibility. It's been going on for decades. Technology has exacerbated this already destructive movement. And I think that that needs to be an important part of the ethics of AI. Yeah, I'm definitely worried about it. I'm definitely worried about it. I'll tell you what. I think that if letters are sent by the government, they should be signed by a person, a human being. None of this automated crap. And same with banks. If a bank is sending you a letter, it should be signed by a person, a human being. Not to do this is to say that no person is responsible for this communication. And when you say there's no, when you get used to the idea that there's no person responsible for this communication, then that's a very destructive thing. Because you're a person, right? If you don't file your taxes, you're held personally responsible. But there's also a person on the other side of that. And that needs to be obvious for the purpose of personal accountability. That's what I like about what the Republicans are doing with the administrative state. They're trying to bring personal responsibility back to government and to regulation. So it's not just an impersonal, no accountability kind of a thing. If somebody makes a mistake, it goes back to a person. And that person is held responsible. And that person should fix the mistake or leave. And that's with banking. That's with, I even noticed it, I didn't notice it as much with the schools. I tell you what, I mean, this is, I noticed it with pieces of mail I would get with schools. Loyola Marymount and Pepperdine, there was always somebody that would sign the letter if they were sending you a contract. It would be signed by the dean or the chair or something like that. Some of the government schools, oftentimes there would be something that you'd get that was not signed at all. But some kind, I just think that we need to recapture personal responsibility. It's a key part of this whole thing. Go back to the original framing of the Constitution. Of course, you could go back to the Declaration of Independence. Those guys put p ink to paper. They put their name on it. They said, look, it's not just the United States that's responsible for this. I'm responsible for this. Me. And they put their name. And when the Constitution was, the draft was approved to be ratified, George Washington put his frickin' signature on that sucker. And you know what? Good copies of the Constitution will capture that. And I don't know where my freaking Constitution is. I usually have a Federalist Papers. What did I do with that? Oh man. Oh, I see it. Oh, it's too far away for me to grab. You've got the people signing it. We still do that with law. The governor has to sign the law It came up with the auto pen issue with Biden. I mean, who's signing this sucker? Who has control of the signature? It's part of why I think that young kids should get checking accounts and they should write checks. They should get used to putting their signature on something so that they have something in their mind that this is their word. When you're agreeing with something, when you put your name down with your own handwriting, that's supposed to mean something. And I think we're getting away from that slowly. And AI is making it worse. Now, let me shift gears here on AI. I mean, there is possibly ethical uses of AI, maybe. And I know that it's not going away. You're not going to put the genie back in the bottle. But we need to have our eyes on some more fundamental issues that we might be missing here. It goes with the technological, not technologizing of everything. We're getting away from some really basic things. Like I thought we were getting away from some basic things on the auto pen issue. The auto pen issue is. Goes back to such a basic thing like contracts and the issue of writing your name down on something. What that means. I mean, seriously. In the educational space, it's really important for the students to interact with a text that is attached to a name. And when they're interacting with a text, they're interacting with somebody else's thoughts. That's why I think books are so important. Physical books, somebody's name is on this. You can feel it. You're reading it. You can make notes. With handwriting. It's an encounter between teacher and student. Whenever, and I'm a professor, whenever, but you're not a professor until you've been a student. And I'm telling you, we're screwing this up. I'm not screwing up, but we as a civilization are beginning to screw this up major. The student needs to find their own voice, but they do that by interacting with other people's voices, people that have come before them that know more than they do, that have a different take, maybe. Or maybe they have the same take, but they say it better. And AI really undermines that. Because you have like an AI summary of a bunch of books or something, but you can only evaluate that summary if you know those other books. And I worry that it's a big waste of time because now you have another text to read, an AI text that's not written by anybody. And it's like, well, why are you doing that? Just go to the books. And I really worry about attention span. If we start spread, I mean, it's already spread way too thin. We do not have any time or energy to be reading AI-generated stuff. You should be reading stuff produced by people, humans. Otherwise, you won't be able to evaluate anything. And eventually you're going to have AI summaries of AI summaries. And it's going to be a big crapshoot here. And then you might wonder, this is what I worry about with the students is whether they're even going to find out whether they're going to just assume that they don't need to find out what their own voice is. And that's something that we've always just taken for granted in education. You need to find your own voice. You have to find out what you really think about things. And that's hard. It requires memorization at some point. It requires study and thinking. And that's why people want to avoid it, because it's hard. There's no free lunch here. There's no free lunch. And so I really worry that AI is just creating conditions where we're already not forcing students to do hard work, reading and thinking about stuff produced by people. We're already behind on that. You start adding stuff produced by computers with no personal responsibility for what is said and no ability to evaluate it. More and more, I worry that students will just dissociate entirely from their own thoughts. And we're already seeing that on, in many, many cases. There's a lack of responsibility for basic things. It might be that you have AI-generated legal argument, and then judges using AI to write judicial opinions and using AI to write legislation. You're going to be governed by computers, and you're not going to have any idea what went wrong. Unless you act now, you have to push back on this stuff. Everything from the legal adversarial relationship producing a judicial determination, that's all predicated on personal responsibility. Every officer of the bar of the court is a person who is supposed to go through lots of training and have read lots of things written by people who thought about this stuff to produce action guiding results. And in the lawmaking space, the same. You have people elected by people, not people elected by computers. Certainly not people electing computers. Who produce action guiding results that are tied to decisions that people make. Goes back to personal responsibility. It goes back to, when you learned how to sign a check. And I cannot believe so many young people don't even know what that is anymore. They don't even know what it means to sign a contract. These are basic things in our civilization, and they're slipping away. And the consequences are going to be disastrous. I'm not going to want to stick around for it. I'll tell you that. So keep in mind that people have very low attention spans. That's exactly what needs to change. And I think we don't need to force kids to read AI stuff. I mean, it's just too much. You can't do it. You gotta force them to come up with their own views. By the way, it's going to get harder and harder to tell what a person is and a computer. I mean, as more and more records that were produced by people are digitized, if you're not really familiar with source material, you might lose all ability to tell the difference between real and fake online. That's why support your local bookstore, support these books that people deal in. Support eBay, real books, physical books. The more records of that are out there, the better, because it goes back to the paper. And that's true in lawmaking as well. The law is what's signed, it's the piece of paper. It's got to be in the archives. It's got to be in the archives somewhere. That's how it's been. If we start getting away from that, we're making it much harder for the next generations to even understand up from down, left from right. And I also think we need to teach logic in high school, in college. We need to make people take it. We need to make people take archival methods so that they get used to dealing with paper, and they get a sense for personal responsibility for your own thoughts. And this needs to happen ASAP. Thanks for joining me on the Republican Professor. I was gonna just go right into Scalia's dissent in Morrison versus Olson, Roman numeral 3, which is all about personal responsibility. That's why I'm going through this stuff. I could have also just started in on Kagan's dissent, the next section, Roman numeral 1, in Loper Bright, and I'm loving this material. I'm going to have to do the Vanderstock case that just came out, the disagreements with the Republican judge justices. That's on the agenda, because that's all about personal responsibility. It's about making the ATF accountable for how they treat Second Amendment right under the law. But I hope you guys are well. It's 27 March 2025, Thursday. We'll see you next time.